It's the 6th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A multi-storey car park ravaged by fire at London Luton Airport will be torn down. Terminal Car Park 2 is due to be fully demolished following a blaze on the 10th of October caused by a diesel car on the garage's third level. As many as 1,500 vehicles were damaged or destroyed, while more than 100 firefighters battled the inferno. An airport worker and three firefighters were transported to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Currently, over 100 cars are being removed from the top floor in order to stabilise the structure. Vehicles remaining on the lower floors will not be recovered. A spokesperson for the airport said that all insurance claims have now been resolved. Bedford Borough are looking at the feasibility of emergency sleeping pods as a quick measure utilised for rough sleeping. The small pod would contain a bed, a chemical toilet and a small portable sink powered by a small solar panel, able to provide heating and to charge a mobile phone. Since September, two members of the same family have been the victims of fatal accidents at Centre Park's Woburn Forest. Late last month, a teenage boy was transported by air ambulance to the south wing of Bedford Hospital following a fall from a skateboard. He was later pronounced dead. The previous month, his grandmother lost her life after she was struck by a vehicle at the site. A spokesman for Centre Park said, "This is a distressing time and our thoughts are with their family and friends." Two Bedford food establishments received low hygiene ratings according to the Food Standards Agency. The London Sweet Centre on Ampthill Road and Zest Pizza on London Road will both require improvement, each earning a 1 out of 5 score. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.